setting safety stock for desired service level. Determining the safety stock level requires a final consideration, the desired service level. Service level can be measured in many different ways, total dollars rather than orders, orders shipped complete, order line items shipped versus total line items, and so on, and no one method is best for all purposes. If the time period of concern is an ordering cycle, then service level can be called the cycle service level, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the probability of not having a stockout in any one ordering cycle, which begins at the time an order is placed and ends when the goods are placed in stock. Service level correlates with the categories of an ABC classification. ABC classifications can be used by businesses to segment inventory based on various factors, including importance and revenue. A business will be highly motivated to achieve almost perfect service for its items. The service level decision is usually made by management or sales, who have a more complete picture of the strategic importance of customers purchasing this inventory. Exhibit 5-23 shows an example of service levels and the standard deviations and MADs associated with each level. To achieve the service level in the left-hand column, a planner must adjust the SD or MAD, whichever is being used. Multiplying the SD or MAD by this factor yields the safety stock level to hold. To return to our example, the manufacturer considers its ability to fulfill demand of this particular model critical to its business. Since insufficient stock will interrupt production, it is imperative to have enough stock to fill at least 90% of its orders each week. Using the standard deviation, safety stock level should be. Using MAD, the safety stock level should be. Note that the differences between the results are due to differences in how standard deviation and MAD were calculated. The SD method is more precise. Using the order point formula and the standard deviation for calculating safety stock, the order point for the mobile phone manufacturer would be as follows. Calculating safety stock based on order cycle time, OCT, and OCT variability. Elsewhere, we calculated safety stock requirements based on the variability of demand relative to average demand per time period. In that example, we calculated that one SD was 165.4 units of safety stock and that a service level of 99.86% or 3 standard deviation, SDs, would be 3 SD x 165.4 units per 1 SD equals 496.2 units of safety stock. However, that method does not factor in the product's order cycle time or the variability in the order cycle time. An organization's order cycle time, OCT, and the standard deviation, SD, of the order cycle time, amount of variability, both impact the necessary amount of safety stock, so the ideal level of safety stock can be related to these two variables and to the organization's desired service level. Assume that demand per day averages 143 units per day, the average order cycle time, OCT, is 7 days, and the standard deviation of the order cycle time in days, OCTSD, is 2 days. The variables in the formula below stands for as transformation, which is the number of SDs needed to capture the desired service level. In this case, it is 3 SDs if the organization's desired service level is 99.86%. These values are input into the following safety stock calculation. Note how this equation isolates safety stock from the cycle stock by first calculating the demand per day times the average order cycle time including safety stock requirements, and then subtracts the demand per day times the order cycle time without any safety stock requirement, leaving just the safety stock requirement. In this example, the safety stock requirement is higher than the one calculated based solely on demand variability from average demand. The organization would want to adopt this higher safety stock estimate if it wants to maintain this customer service level. Takeaways from using this method are as follows. Reducing the average order cycle time will reduce the safety stock requirement. It will also reduce the cycle stock needed to maintain the same amount of demand per day for further savings. Reducing the variability of the average order cycle time will reduce the safety stock requirement. For example, if the SD of the average order cycle time were reduced to 1 day, this would be 143 units per day times 7 days plus 3 days equals 1,430 units, minus the 1,001 units of cycle stock equals 429 units of safety stock. In that case, the organization could then go with the 496.2 units of safety stock estimated earlier based on the variability in demand analysis. Any improvement that reduces the safety stock requirement can be turned into a cost savings estimate by multiplying the reduction in safety stock units by the cost per unit and the inventory carrying cost rate. An improvement that reduced the safety stock requirement by 361.8 units for a unit that costs $1,000 at a carrying cost rate of 29% equals $104,922 in reduced expenses, directly increasing cash flows. Stockout cost validation for safety stock. Since stockouts of some inventory types will be more costly to the organization than others, determining the expected cost of stockouts is a good way to validate that the organization is not spending too much on safety stock for a particular type of inventory. Estimating the cost of a stockout involves determining the impact of backorders, lost sales, and lost customers. First, estimate the percentage of stockouts that result in a backorder and multiply this by the cost to the organization of a backorder. Second, estimate the percentage of stockouts that result in a lost sale and multiply this by the lost profit of a missed sale. Third, estimate the percent of stockouts that result in a lost customer and multiply this by the estimate of the loss of lifetime revenue from that customer. For example, an organization makes these estimates. 60% backorders x $100 backorder cost, plus 15% lost sales x $500 lost profit, plus 5% lost customers x $25,000 lost lifetime revenue, equals $60 plus $75 plus $1,250 equals $1,385. The cost of safety stock should not exceed this amount for this item. Since this is the cost of a single stockout, if different safety stock alternatives have different numbers of potential stockouts per period, this would need to be factored into the alternatives analysis. Calculating safety lead times. Safety lead time shifts the order point earlier to address variability related to lead times, such as for late supplier delivery. It addresses variability in the when rather than variability in how much. In contrast, safety stock is primarily used to address variability in how much demand amounts at each customer decoupling point, inventory buffer location. In contrast, safety lead time is often used for dependent demand items, for example, product components, that have no demand variability since the requirements for dependent demand items are calculated rather than being forecasted. Safety lead time helps avoid increasing inventory levels for the given item. To calculate the duration of safety lead time, organizations can adjust the reorder point to reflect the standard deviation from the average lead time. A standard deviation for lead time, adjusted by a safety factor, can be developed in the same manner as for safety stock to determine how much earlier than normal to order. Note that when altering the order point in this way, it is best to track this alteration of the order point separately from the main calculations so that the reasons for ordering early can be communicated to supply chain partners. Otherwise, they will see it as a shift in demand rather than as a precautionary measure and will start ordering early themselves. When performed for dependent demand, for example, most MRP systems allow safety lead time to be entered as a separate parameter from normal lead time.